This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV program, playtime for some, serious conversation for others, actually a combination of all of that great stuff. Here we're trying to develop your personality, your instincts, all that sort of thing. If you could get 10 years results, Victoria and Jennifer, in 5 years because you were just better and smarter, you worked harder, do you think that would be a good thing, or do you think you've already done that? Do you think in the last 5 years I've done what it's taken many other people 10 years to do? Or do you ever assess things in your life like that? 30 years
of results of 15 years. Sometimes I feel like I've been working for 10 years at the end of every day.
Really? Well, it's good to be busy. What is it? What's the expression? Something about mind is a terrible thing to waste. But no, there's another one.
Something about idle hands or something.
Yes,
which,
right.
But
yeah,
I don't know it.
The devil's workshop.
Is that the devil's workshop?
Yeah. Yes, I think that's what it is, exactly. All right, so let's check in with Jennifer as to what the most important story is of the day or the hour.
I have one for you, actually.
You got one for me? Good.
Yeah, well, actually, I have two because I just couldn't decide what was crazier. But well, no, actually, one's good, one's a little crazy. All right.
Okay.
So we've been talking a lot on this program about hydroxychloroquine. And so a couple of stories that came out today. One, that the number of prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine has been exploding in France. Now, this
say
is
that
where
again. Say that one more time.
The number of hydroxychloroquine prescriptions
yes.
has been exploding, apparently, mm-hmm. in France. And remember,
yes.
this is where the study that started talking about the benefits of hydroxychloroquine originated. That's
yes.
the one that was very exciting to our friend Dr. Ken on this program.
Right. Yep.
And there have been, subsequently, a lot of warnings over the last several weeks about it being ineffective or that perhaps there just wasn't enough information about hydroxychloroquine in this country. It's been a mixed bag of results, to say the least. But there's also a new survey out today. Get this. This is from NYU. So this is not a political, well, you can make an argument that universities are political, but this is by NYU. Not the Trump administration, that shows that researchers at the Grossman School of Medicine found patients given hydroxychloroquine along with zinc sulfate and the antibiotic azithromycin were 44% less likely to die from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is encouraging news. It's been poo-pooed by the news media. I do not know why people have been taking apart hydroxychloroquine.
Stories on social media have been taken down by Facebook and by Instagram and Twitter if they suggested that there were positive results from taking this combination of ZPAC and the malaria drug.
But this is one of the things that Andrew Cuomo, I believe, has been talking about when he says mm-hmm. that there have been some promising results. This is a study
yeah.
that looked at the records
of 900.
People
in New York are not resisting this. I don't know. I know there are a lot of news media stories from around the country of people, you know, different test groups saying that it didn't work. But in New York, I don't know. Everyone seems to be on board with it.
Well, here's what that is, Victoria. It's if you take 10, you have to take, in order for it to be effective, according to the French study, if you read the French study, it says that the results were as a result of giving the client or the patient at least 10 treatments. And many of the people who judged it not to work were only taking 5. An example.
Well, it's interesting, not to interrupt here, but one of the key components of this study is that they say the element of zinc has got to be present for this really to have the impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying
the
that this particular study was 932 COVID-19 patients that were treated in New York, and they were treated with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. 400 of those patients were given 100 milligrams of zinc every single day, and the researchers said that patients that were given the zinc were 1.5 times more likely to recover that, and it even decreased their need for intensive
Zinc's
care.
Zinc's very important.
So that's part of the mix, is that you've got to have the zinc involved, which a lot of people have been throwing around, but I haven't heard them say as much as the mixture of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin that you need to have the zinc in there. So that's obviously a huge huge, at least according to this study, a huge part of the mix.
Do we know how severe these patients were? Like, were they on ventilators, or was it before you get to the ventilator stage, does it say?
It says
I'm just
that,
curious, because I know that...
I think they were in all elements of infection, because the doctor, Dr. Romanian, I believe is how you say his name, he says that the patients in the study in the more critical stages of infection did not fare as well. He said that there is more research that's needed. It seems that this works better if you can do it early, but certainly,
that's
at least according
too,
to this report, that even in some of the more extreme cases, there was some good news, but not as much, obviously, if it's treated earlier.
All right, so let's bring it closer to home. Let's bring it to Los Angeles, to Jennifer's backyard. The story of a Torrance family physician named Shahi Soleiman. She became a coronavirus patient a month or so ago. She'd been practicing family medicine for 22 years in the South Bay. She was infected by one of her patients during a routine physical exam. She found that this person had the virus, and she got it. He tested positive, and she did as well. She said, "I felt helpless, like a patient. Totally different feeling when you're not coming into the room to treat somebody, but you're being treated." Her cough was horrible. Her fever wouldn't go away. She went to Torrance Memorial Hospital, allowed nurses to record video to help other medical staff distinguish and identify the deep, intense nature of a COVID-19 cough. And you can see that video, if you want, online. She was in complete isolation. People were being intubated all around her. She was scared. She was isolated. And so, but she didn't have to be put on a ventilator because she put herself on the same, they call it a cocktail, but what we were just talking about.
Yeah. That's why I asked Jen about what level of severity were the patients at, because from what I've heard coming out of New York, we've got a few ER friends who are doctors in various hospitals, and they are using this cocktail. And apparently, if you're bad enough to be in the hospital but not severe enough to be on a ventilator, that's like the sweet spot for that cocktail, where it works the best, apparently.
This doctor said that she's concerned. She's doing research. Well, she's out of it now, but the concern she has is the long-term effect of COVID-19 on our lungs and other things in our system, but mostly our lungs. I've heard that you have a bad case of it. Scars, big.
We haven't talked about it, but have you guys seen the pictures that came out of China? Some of the doctors who had a severe case of it, and their entire skin color has turned like a dark orange, and it's permanent because of the liver damage that they had from the virus. Yeah. Have you seen those pictures?
No.
This is no joke. Like, I know people are still saying, let us out, let us out. Well, if you get this, though, this is not something you want to deal with. It's very severe, and like this doctor said, the long-term effects on your organs, we don't even know yet. Those Chinese doctors who are literally, they look like tanning mom, like they're dark orange permanently, and it's not going to change. It's bizarre.
Can I tell you one more quick story to lighten it up?
Please.
Real fast?
Yes,
okay.
Lighten it up.
So, just to lighten it up, there's a restaurant in Virginia called The Inn at Little Washington.
Oh, yes! I love this story.
It's a 3-Michelin-starred restaurant, and they plan to open for dinner again on May 29th. And they're going to start welcoming their guests in at half capacity, outdoor seating, of course, as early as Friday, when some of the restrictions are eased in this area of Virginia. Well, this is a really fancy-schmancy place, and apparently they're going to, they don't want the empty tables to make people think that they're not a great restaurant.
The story too, yeah.
So they're filling empty tables with these old-fashioned mannequins to make it less awkward for customers when they're social distancing. It is the creepiest thing you have ever seen.
I think they're going to dress them up in like 1940s attire too.
Oh yeah, they've got like one guy kneeling on the ground in front of a woman. Very bizarre.
Eaten at this restaurant. It's the most amazing meal I've ever had. It's fabulous, and it's such a beautiful dining room. I don't think they need to add mannequins. If it's half full, that just makes it even more romantic and wonderful. I think that people are going to probably complain about having creepy mannequins at the next table.
Staring at
them. It's terrible. Ugh. Mannequins freak me out anyway. Ugh.
I'd like you to do some research for a moment or two. Yeah, I got an email from a listener who wants me to play what's called Tananga, I believe it is. T-A, there's no T-A, ONGA. It's called the Island Farm Game. And I'm not much for games, and I'm certainly not one who plays games online. But looking at the picture of this, I was wondering maybe I should post it on Facebook or something. But it's I'm not familiar with these things. You and I, and this person thought, you know, for whatever the reason, that I would like anything connected to a farm. People automatically assume I'm going to like it, I'm going to do it, I'll have it, whatever, and that may be true to a certain extent. But I'm not one who plays games on or video games, you know, with my iPad or my iPhone. And so I wonder about this. It's called TAONGA, the Island Farm Game. And you can check that out while we listen to a couple of important messages, boys and girls.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
TopLoss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a warning for those of you who are signing up, those of you who are like me and Jennifer in small business mode, and you're trying to get government help, the PPP, something a lot of people are doing. There's a fella named Mo Fain. Anybody know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Apparently
no.
He... is an
I know
artist.
His uncle, he's rich, Mo Money, but I don't know him.
Mo, well, Mo Fain was getting rich. He applied for help from the government, got $2 million for his Georgia corporation, and promptly spent $85,000 the first day.
Right. Saw it.
Nice. Yep. Okay, yeah. 21, be careful, boys and girls. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sing it. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Familiar anthem. Isn't it? Would you consider this to be a rock anthem, ladies?
Sure.
Yeah. We will rock you. Queen. Making the 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute concert for AIDS awareness available on their YouTube page as of Friday, trying to raise money now for COVID-19 relief efforts. Concert streams live at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 Pacific. Be available to watch for the next 48 hours. For every dollar donated during the stream, YouTube's parent, Google, will match it with a $2 donation as part of the ongoing Google YouTube UN Foundation fundraiser. I think they limited it to what, $5 million, I think, is
$5 million, I think, yep.
Yeah. The Freddie Mercury tribute concert took place at Wembley Stadium in London, October 20th, 1992. That was after Mercury died from AIDS. The show featured Queen surviving members Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon playing an array of Queen classics and other songs. This is my favorite, by the way. This is my favorite Queen song. Crank this up, will you please? Little Queen called Love. I love this song. I'm about this. It tickled me. Anyway, so there are other artists involved in this tribute. David Bowie, Robert Plant, Roger Daltrey, Seal, George Michael, Elton John, Axl Rose, Liza Minnelli. All of them are on this. How many of them are still with us? There's a bunch of them that are no longer with us. That makes that thing that much more interesting. The show featured individual performances from Metallica, U2, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, and Spinal Tap. Profits from the concert helped launch the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which has donated over $20 million to projects in 57 countries around the world to assist in the ongoing fight against AIDS. So, those of you who are fans, take a gander.
I've seen this concert.
Have you?
It's probably the best trip. Yeah. It's one of the best tribute concerts, if not the best, that ever happened. It was amazing. It was only, they put it together only a few months. It was the spring, April 20, 1992.
Yeah.
Just a few months after, and they just made some phone calls, and watching even some of the behind-the-scenes stuff of how they got all these artists together was really a remarkable time, and it was all just because of the love of Freddie, really.
Well, you know, I would say
if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching, and donate or whatever to the Mercury, you know, Phoenix Trust.
Fun.
But it's such an amazing show to watch.
One of the things that has happened to me personally about this, I was no longer a disc jockey when Freddie Mercury and Queen became popular, so I didn't play their music. I listened to it on the radio, but it didn't really, you know, it was okay. Didn't do much for me until the movie. Since the movie, I have revisited, especially my liking all three of these songs. We Will Rock You, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. All those seem to mean more. I don't know, especially Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That sort of is what it is all about, that crazy little thing called love. All right, here's another good one for those of us who are moldy oldies. The Bleachy Beach Boys have started to hint that they're going to do a a 60th anniversary reunion tour. All the surviving members of the boys have been touring in two, you know, basically competing camps since the conclusion of the 50th anniversary tour. It's pretty bitter. Mike Love says he's open to the idea of another reunion, this time for their 60th anniversary. I think he's 79. Brian, pretty close to that. They will be 80 when they go out on this trip. Anything that's creative and done for positive reasons is good with me. We'll continue thinking about stuff like that and see what we can do. Next year marks our 60th anniversary. They debuted with this song, Surfin', in December 1961. Released their first album, Surfin' Safari, in October of the next year. The idea of a 60th anniversary tour first surfaced in March when Al Jardine told...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Fed says thanks to the coronavirus, the U.S. economy is in a full-fledged and very deep recession. James Powell adding,
deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast speech yesterday, Powell said the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage, but he urged Congress to seriously consider additional fiscal support. President Trump heads to the battleground state of Pennsylvania today to visit a medical supply business in Allentown. Trump expected to promote his call to start reopening the United States, though public health officials have been warning that moving to reopen too quickly could prompt a deadly new wave of coronavirus. The FBI is serving a search warrant at Senate Intel Chairman Richard Burr's home yesterday as they investigate him for possible insider trading. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee holding a hearing yesterday as it looks into broadband internet access and capabilities during the coronavirus pandemic. On Capitol Hill, Chairman Roger Wicker said more Americans are relying on their internet connections during this time than ever before, and enhancing security should be a top priority of the committee.
There is still significant work that needs to be done to get every American connected. The current public health crisis has made these efforts all the more urgent.
Coronavirus can stay in the air for 8 minutes after someone speaks, and that's enough time to be inhaled and possibly infect someone. It's according to a new study from the National Institutes of Health and the University of Pennsylvania, finding that people infected only need to talk for 1 minute to create enough droplets to linger for more than 8 minutes. Two more national parks are reopening. The Grand Canyon in Arizona will start welcoming visitors again to the South Rim tomorrow. Many areas will stay closed, though, including most of the hiking trails. Yellowstone National Park also reopening the south and east entrances on Monday. And Starbucks would like its landlords to ease up on rent after being forced to shut down during the pandemic. The CEO has sent a letter to corporate landlords asking for lower rates for at least the next year. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hang on, Sloopy. Or hang on to what... whatever it is that you get that is good and strong in your life. I hope this is one of those things, the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Now Victoria is going to present us with the latest dirt on dirt. It's the Dirt Report.
Yes. Well, I love that the last time I gave one of these how dirty is your home things, it was all about the door handle on your oven and how that is the dirtiest thing in terms of the amount of bacteria. That's the dirtiest thing in your kitchen. And Kara, our former producer, is still freaked out by that and tells me all the time that she's constantly cleaning the door handle on her oven because of that report. Well, I've got a new one, kids. This is the COVID version. What is now considered, according to a new study, what is now dirtier than a toilet seat in your home? Take a guess.
Oh.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah, give us a hint. Ew. Right.
Okay, it serves as your home office, your favorite restaurant, and your favorite napping spot.
The couch.
The couch. It is officially the germiest part of your home. Ooh. Dirtier than a toilet seat. And it's not just... yes. And part of the reason is because we're spending so much more time on our couches that we are shedding literally millions and millions of bacteria are being shed every hour all over our couch. And here's the other kind of gross part. People aren't showering as much as they used to. So yeah. When you add that in, well, people are working from home. The showers are kind of the first thing that goes.
Optional.
You know, you shower every... Yeah, it's optional if you don't... I mean, for Jen, you have to be out in the world, yeah. So you're showering every day.
I have to see the people.
She has to see the people. But for most other people working from home, showers are not happening as regularly as they used to, and we're spending like twice or maybe even three times the amount of normal time on the couch. And so we're binging, we're eating all of our meals on the couch. It's the home office. It's really, really gross. So there's a new study that shows that the best way to mitigate that situation is to steam clean your couch. And I actually just did this the other day, and it worked. If you have any, like, you know, pet dander, or if you've got this bacteria that's just naturally sheds from our bodies, the best thing to do, you don't need to do, like, Stanley steamer. All you need is if you have one of those little, like, clothes steamers, which I have one. It's like a $15 Conair little clothes steamer. Mm-hmm. All you need is the actual heat and the steam, and just steam your couch. You don't need to suck up anything after that. Just steam it, let it air dry, and that will kill all the bacteria that's on your couch. But you might want to do it, like, weekly, because, like I said, everybody's spending a whole lot of time on the couch. Lots of food is being spilled on the couch, lots of stains, things like that. So just if you have a little handheld garment steamer, that's going to be the secret to your success of having a nice, clean couch again.
Clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. So I was telling the ladies during the break that I had purchased a new toilet seat, and they were quite upset with me because the old one, I have four bathrooms in my house, and I only had the one I used the most. Had one of those cushy things on it.
Now, did you buy that?
Cushy.
What's that? They still sell them.
They still sell them. And I, yeah,
but did you buy a new one? You didn't inherit it, right?
No, I didn't. Oof.
There is something about those padded toilet seats that feels so dirty, and if you sit there too long, like, the vinyl attaches itself to you, so you, like, rip yourself as you, like, stand up. It's terrible. It's like Velcro to the seat.
What a great visualization that is. So,
How many times have you done that?
Well, I went to the store.
Wait, what made you buy this? Let's start.
Which one? The padded one?
And yes, what color is it? Do you have, like, the light blue one? Please tell me.
No, I had a white one.
Because, you know, they all come in colors, the comfy padded seats.
Yeah, right. I bought it because...
What color is yours, pink?
No, mine is white, thanks. I don't
like... It worse.
When I'm here, when it's cold, I don't like sitting on a cold toilet seat.
Oh, Dougie has his gentle... Bum bum.
But wait a minute, but those vinyl things, they can still get cold.
But wait, there's more.
But they can still get cold.
Yes, right, that's true. They can, but they're more comfortable anyway.
No, so, it's a catch basin for
tired
nastiness.
Tush. All right, so
how do you clean it? Well, I know you probably don't. Your cleaning lady does, but...
Well, but here's... No, I'll clean it off. So anyway, I went to the...
that means it's never been cleaned.
A friend of mine... Not true.
A friend of mine
runs a hardware store. So I went into the store
and he
yesterday.
Said, what in the heck are you doing with the padded toilet seat twinkle toes?
What do you have for toilet seats?
And what do you have by way of toilet seats?
He knows me well. And so he raised his eyebrow and he said, well, come on. He's got a mask on. I've got my mask on. Because he won't let anybody in the store that doesn't have a mask on. So I went over into the toilet seat department. And there were about a dozen different choices, and two or three of them were plastic. So instead of me talking to him about that, my question to him was, are any of these made in China? Because I'm not buying it if it's made in China. Well, we went through the 12 that were there, and 9 of them were made in China. So I said, nope, not buying that one, not buying. So there was one there that was a hard plastic one that was made in Georgia. I said, okay, I'm taking
by our friends at My Pillow and Mike Lindell. Yeah.
My Pillow hasn't gotten into the tush seat business yet, but maybe they will. Anyway, so I was going to buy the cushy one, but he said, no. He said, don't you realize how nasty those are? And I hadn't really thought about it, but I could tell by the look in his eye.
This is the guy who runs a hardware store.
This is the guy who sells them, and he's telling you not to buy it.
Yeah, right. So I didn't. I bought a hard one that was $29, and it was made in Georgia. So there.
And now you're uncomfortable.
Nah, I'm okay.
Are you missing it? Are you going to put one of those like, donuts, those blow-up donuts that people
put on? No. No, I'm not going to do that, but thanks for the suggestion.
Doug's like, I'll take every floaty you have in this store.
Very cute.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's get back to the real things that are going on here in the world. I was yesterday and the day before, I think this week, we've been talking off and on about the FBI and this one agent that was responsible for trying to get Michael Flynn. And then you start digging around, or people who are investigators get paid for doing that sort of work, and they're, and whether it's in the government inspector generals or whether it's the news media. But now there are lots and lots and lots of questions being raised about how the FBI does its thing. So a couple of items here today from the FBI. Former senior intelligence official there says he knows that Saudi Arabian government officials played an indirect role in the September 11th terrorist attack. Now, this follows up on another story that we had in the last day or two that basically underscores the same thing. Knowing the key phrase here for this FBI intelligence official is a, quote, knowing role. That is, he went further than most law enforcement people have been able to get him to admit, whoever this person is. And, of course, they're being very careful not to tell you who the person is, although he was in the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington. That much has become public. This fellow's name, the FBI intelligence officer, is Frank Figluzzi, who is assistant or was assistant director for counterintelligence during the era in question. And he said, quote, it's safe to say there are unresolved and undisclosed factors touching the Saudi government, whether they had knowledge or involvement or both with the 9-1-1, the 9-11 hijackers and plotters. So anyway, the FBI had, remember, I think it was Monday, we were talking about the court filing that disclosed the name of a former Saudi embassy official who the FBI had been chasing around for years or suspected for a long time of having directly supported and informed the 9-11 hijackers. So this is pretty damning information. And the guy, when the FBI points a finger at another FBI guy, that's really, because they have the same sort of blue code of silence there. You don't rat on other FBI agents. So there is more reason for us to question our relationship with the Saudis. Also, the FBI this week has seized the cell phone of Senator Richard Burr. Apparently, he was one of the first ones and the biggest ones to,
by the way,
unload a lot of stock.
He's the stock guy, right? And
yeah,
his like brother-in-law also, or his brother also got the tip and sold a lot of stock too.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it
was, he was sharing the information. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So apparently, he has turned over his phone. They served a search warrant on his home in Washington. And there are a lot of people that don't want to be a part of this for obvious reasons. They don't want to be known to be a part of it. But apparently it's so egregious they can't let it go. So now there's a lot of call for him to resign. Didn't somebody already resign over this? Wasn't it a congressperson,
no,
a woman who resigned?
No.
No.
She just said, oh, no, I have a stock person. I don't know anything about what I have in my portfolio.
All right. I have a person who cleans my toilet and takes care of my stock. So anyway, this is this will go to the Senate.
Here's
Senate
the thing.
Ethics.
This kind of stuff, I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong because I don't. Admittedly, I have $500 in Robinhood in stocks in Carnival Cruises. Okay, so just in full disclosure, I'm not a stock person. But it seems to me the reason I say good that they should go after these people is because so many other people have been sent to jail for the same thing. And but I don't. Do we really care? Like, if anybody gets a tip, aren't they going to act on it? Isn't that just what's going to happen? I mean, why do we send people to jail for that?
Well, because in this case, you know, he was looking at the
briefings. Government
he was on that. Yeah, it was
no,
government.
No, I get all that, but why? And that's why I said good. Because
why did Martha Stewart go to jail? Is a good question.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, right. Like why did other people go to jail for the? And that's why I think we have to uphold the
they
law.
Shouldn't
with this
go to
guy.
Jail. Should pay
but
a fine.
But the question is, why in the world do we even have this as a law anyway? Because if somebody whispers to you on the street or in a boardroom, you're going to take that advice. How many people are doing this already and not getting caught is my question, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, couple other quickies.
Many, 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 I'm sure, yeah.
Angela Merkel says that she has hard evidence that the Chinese and the Russians have hacked her emails and are behind a lot of very consequential things. And didn't we talk earlier about some, quote, Eastern European source of hacking into
Alan Grubman, the attorney to the stars.
Right. Yep. Yeah, right. Also, the CIA said yesterday they know that China tried to influence. I wonder how you. I love the way they choose their words. Tried to influence the World Health Organization in its declaration of the coronavirus being a global health problem. In other words, what the behind the scenes, the digging around in this is that the World Health Organization knew last fall that there was a problem and they did not. When did they come out with this? It was like February, right? So they sat on the information for four months.
They knew in October, right?
October to what? February? So I mean, that's 4 months.
Yep.
At least they sat on the information. How many people died? The Chinese pressured the World Health. Why would we pay any attention at all to anything that comes from the World Health Organization, given this information now that's come out from the CIA? Boy, these people are really bad news. Bad, bad actors. 47 after the hour on today's DJV program.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase. No overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so let's talk about a few other things besides the COVID-19, although we always seem to sort of stray back into it. Question on teen sexuality. Is it true that a lot of teens are more sexually active? There seems to be some misinformation. I remember reading a report earlier in the year suggesting teens are less sexually active. So which is it?
Well, I think this is a good news report. And it comes out of the CDC, Doug, that the percentage of teens in America that are sexually active has continued a 30-year decline. What they're reporting, though, is roughly 40% of never-married teens between ages 15 and 19 years report having sexual intercourse in 2017. This is the most recent year for which data is available. And an overwhelming majority use contraception, condoms for the most part.
All right. So they're sexually active, but they're also sexually aware.
Less, but it's still 40%. Boy, I must have been out of this world.
Me too.
When I was 15 to 19, at least my friends, 40% of them weren't active, but maybe yeah. I hung around with the...
I knew a few of the guys that I thought were lucky in high school, but that is another story.
Things have changed, at least when I was in high school, I think.
That's for sure. All right, let's go back to questions about the virus and the cause. We have said often, and there have been some people who have been complaining because they think I'm skewing this, but the black community has more diabetes,
and therefore the black community has more of the COVID because diabetes is a major cause of diabetes. So now, is there a way, as you come into life and live your life, that you can help guard yourself against diabetes?
Well, it's all about, for type 2, adult onset, it's all about what you eat, just eliminating or markedly reducing white flour, and then when the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program and getting down to ideal body weight, and that can really lick most of type 2 diabetes. And when you can't do that, then you do need medication, medication.
Mm-hmm. Here's another question that comes from me. Now, often these questions come from different sources. You just mentioned something about flour. Most flour is made from wheat. Wheat causes problems, gut problems. It causes the problem that I've had, celiac, over the years. So is not, I'm not eating anything with flour in it, wheat at all. Is that a blessing in disguise for people who have not only the diabetes problem, but maybe some people have problems like I do with celiac?
Right. Well, you're trying to get away from gluten, which is found in wheat, barley, and rye. But whole grains are so healthy. Not all carbohydrates are bad. Remember, the complex carbohydrates, the whole grains, they're good. And mm-hmm. So you want to try and get some whole grains. And for someone like yourself who wants to be gluten-free, staying away from wheat, barley, rye, and trichocil, whatever that is.
All right. So I'm just understanding the nuance of it. I just look,
rye.
Whenever I see wheat or flour, I just stay away from it now.
Wheat, barley, and rye, stay away from. But the other is okay, and you want to get your whole grains. And remember, the first word in the ingredients should be whole, and that's so healthy.
Whole. All right. Question about the perception that the coronavirus has only been a problem on the East Coast and the West Coast, and that the cities and states in the middle of the country don't have a problem, which has become nonsensical. They were spared for a while, but I don't think that's the case now, is it?
Well, New Orleans and Detroit are certainly not on the coast, and those have been areas of hot zones. So, you know, it's just not been the coast. It's been more in places that have a lot of international travel, and also places where there's more dense living and people have more of a challenged social distancing. That's where it's been.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question about brain patterns and cuddling. What does cuddling do for you, for your physicality and otherwise?
This is why so many of us love to cuddle. There's actually an anatomic physiological reason. And,
yes.
And this is published in Frontiers in Psychiatry this week. There's this new state-of-the-art functional MRI. You had an earlier one, Doug, where you actually image and can see the brain waves. And
yep.
It seems like when we cuddle with the people we really care, our brain waves begin to synchronize and move together. So this is fascinating.
Yeah. It's kind of like life in a bubble, in a manner of speaking. All right, check out the podcast every week from Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Reach out to Dr. Ken at his office in Florida for telemedicine, 352-735-1400. These programs are presented as a public service every week. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.